It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm kind of flabbergasted when you say things like that. It's weird.
Thank you. Not a compliment.
So I told him something simple. I said, you know what? You could inflate your tires to the proper levels, and that if everybody in America inflated their tires to the proper level, we would actually probably save more oil than all the oil that we get from John McCain drilling right below his feet there, wherever it is that he was going to drill.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. That's Joe Artinger back in the back room there. He does that for us. 877-365-3636. That's the number to give us a call on the Mike O'Mara Show. Want to thank E Street Limo. They'll be providing our ride.
How's that?
They'll be providing our ride for the party on the 8th. Many thanks to Tom and everyone at E Street Limo. Call them at 703-938-5900 or online at estreet.biz. And, you know, we're having a little party. You're doing a little show. Yes. We're just, there's a lot of entertainment happening
tonight. There's a whole festival going on.
We're with Liz Winstead, co-creator of The Daily Show and co-founder of Air America, which I still think is a pretty cool thing.
Even though
that all went away, I think that's still a pretty cool deal.
There you go.
Hubert.
Welcome.
Hey,
Liz. Okay, good.
Welcome. It's part of the
level. Okay, that was me. That was a real one
show
there.
Show off.
We also want to welcome Katie.
Yes.
And Liz, to give you a little background on Katie, I could introduce her or I could play the Katie moment of the day, which we play every day on our lovely little radio show. Here she is.
Hey there, this is Katie with a very special thought of the day. Christmas sucks a big fat one. There's nothing more rotten than an overblown holiday that inspires bad music and fruitcake. And goddamn all those freaking bows. I hate Christmas. And bows. I could really do without bows. Christmas sucks, and so do you.
Thank you, Katie.
That's lovely.
Thank you.
You'd never expect that from her, would you?
No, I do like, too, Katie, that it does sound like a seven-year-old. Oh, good for you. Aren't we all? You know, I'm so bitter. You don't want to give up for Lent. Hope. Don't even try.
That is a great joke after my second beer.
A great line.
Oh, my God. That is fun.
Liz, well, do you interact with your audience a lot? You'll be at Arlington Cinema Draft House.
A little bit. Only, I'm not like a go after them, but it's
only if you heckle her. No, I'm just kidding.
Don't do that.
It's not smart to heckle me. Because I will bury you,
good
and it will
you.
Be ugly.
Good
I wish
you.
I, you know, the greatest heckling response ever in comedy, in my humble opinion, the late, great Sam Kinison.
Yes.
And I can't say one single syllable of it on this radio show. But it does involve his mother, the heckler's mother.
Uh-huh.
And let me see. Well, that's what your mom said. But I couldn't understand her because, well, anyway.
Yes. I remember.
All right. It was delightful. It was rude. It was fun. But that's part of the game. So you'll have a good time out there tonight. And you do a lot of political stuff. We were talking about that before the break.
Yes.
About John McCain. And I was going to move on to W.
Yeah.
And W. When it comes to the world of comedy, I mean, I think we're all ready for a change in this country. However, when he goes, it's not going to be anything. There's not going to be anything like it. I mean, so, really.
I guess, you know what? I think it's okay. I'm sort of tired of it. And at this point, I'd rather just, what's good for comedy is always bad for the nation. And at this point, I think I'd like to be more of a patriot.
Very nice of you.
Put my own self second.
Agreed.
And, you know, I mean, it's just to the point where he's so absurd. I mean, his latest thing where he just wanted to start thinking about the environment in 2024. I don't even want him thinking about the environment because he'll say something like, you know, we should deal with the environment over there so we don't have to deal with it here.
Yeah.
You know, he'll say something stupid.
Right. Yep. Well, we collect on this show. Would you like to hear some of our collection?
I love a good collection.
And we steal this, I think. We steal this from all different places.
I've got an eclectic reading list.
There's square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
You know, if there was a magic wand to wave, I'd be waving it, of course.
Of course.
There is no magic wand to wave right now.
Let me just remind you where we have been through, what we've been through.
So long as I'm the president, my measure of success is victory and success.
And then I just like to throw this in.
Boobies.
On top of it.
So the leader of the free world.
So I'm glad you're a patriot, but I will miss W just for the mere fact that, you know, the comedy stuff
the comedy,
that he had.
Yeah.
You
it
know?
Is the golden age of presidential comedy.
It is.
They said the same thing.
Tip a hat.
You know.
a balloon hat.
They said the same thing with Reagan and then with Clinton a little bit, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's, you're going to have still a lot of fun with that. But sure. I'm ready for, you know, just a little mistake. I want Barack to do something a little, you know, maybe get elected and then do something weird and funny.
That's how it works. Spill a drink? I mean, what do you want?
I need something. We need something. I think, you know, he has to do something that's going to enlighten us a little bit.
Humanize him a little.
Yeah,
he needs to do that.
All right, let's get our Hollywood buzz on right now. Find out what's going on in the world of Hollyweird with Mr. Buzz Burbank. We're here in the studio with Katie. Katie, what are you doing over there? Are you writing?
I'm trying to do my job. What? I know that's like the dumbest thing in
the
world.
Wait, hold on. I thought the whole point of you coming in on BYOB Friday was that CK, our program director, lets you skip.
Nobody keeps the show sheets like I do.
She's very good at it.
You know, she's tracking the show.
So dedicated. So
this is like doing your taxes while you're having sex.
I'm also wondering what it's going to wind up like at the end of the show. Well, hi, Bethann. Now, funny.
You are a tiny person, and how much alcohol have you had already? And I forgot one other thing.
Oh, yeah.
Where's my... cozy.
I didn't have enough money for four.
Oh, you can thank CBS for that.
She works in radio.
Yeah, okay.
But
right.
And the whole
it's tough
thing
to
was,
argue that one.
Rob brought me beer, and I told him I'm going to go buy a koozie for the special day tomorrow.
Koozie, that's a whole nother thing that you hold your beer in.
Yes.
And it does make a very special
thing. Now, is it a koozie or a cozy?
A cozy is what you hold your beer in. A koozie is something entirely else.
Someone should be dumping that, I think.
That I think they hold beers in Thailand.
Oh.
Wow. Oh, I'm blowing off the party. I'm going to your show.
I'm
going
to have to tell my mom.
Okay. Yes, sir. Welcome.
Yeah, wow. clear that up.
Nice to see you over here in Thailand. We have a special treat for you today.
Oh!
We would like to welcome Han. Han will be performing for you tonight. We know her as the human beer dispenser.
Very good. I'm sorry. All right, Buzz, what do you got for us?
Well, Clay Aiken is a father.
Of what?
Mazel tov.
You know, figuratively speaking.
Did he donate sperm to a nice lady?
He did.
She's not that nice.
Aiken's mother tells a Raleigh, North Carolina TV station that the American Idol runner-up is now the proud papa of a bouncing baby boy named Parker Foster Aiken.
We have a tape of the mother, and she was very excited about it. Let's listen to her right now.
Don't you blaspheme in here.
That's the mother.
That's very nice, isn't it?
James Foster, that's the woman, gave birth at 8:08 this morning on 8:08.
I don't believe that.
At an undisclosed location.
Have you heard the First Lady of France?
I've seen her. She's
now
hot.
Now you know officially I'm getting a little buzzed.
You've had a beer now.
This has nothing to do with anything that's being said right now.
You just were thinking of her?
We love it.
This is how sick I am. Yes, I had them isolate this for me. This is what's the song she's trying
to
play?
She was singing O Susanna in Italian.
And she messes up, and I just can't stop enjoying this. Do you have less respect for me now?
Yeah, way less than I had coming in.
They sing that song in Thailand.
Sorry, I don't know. So Clay Aiken's the did she ask him specifically? Is that what it was? That she said, "I want you to be the donor."
I think it was by mutual agreement. He wanted to be a papa. She wanted to be a mama.
So he's gonna raise the kid
old.
Alone.
They got some test tubes
How
together.
Old?
She's 50.
Oh,
she's
no,
a record.
I thought
record
she
producer.
Was 60.
No, I have heard that she's 50 years old. I know. To you, it looks like 60.
She's 50?
Shut the door. She's 50 years old?
Shut the front door.
Shut the front door.
What it says here.
Really?
Is the child allergic to tree nuts?
And Clay is what, 13? Yeah. 14?
Oh, look,
was he
here?
Part of that pregnancy pact?
Who's here?
I was not part of a pregnancy pact. I just want to say I'm allergic to tree nuts. Please don't leave tree nuts in my dressing room.
Would you
I'm
like a Brazil nut?
About that. I find that a woman with a little seniority has a much better idea of how to raise and rear a child. And that's why I was
raise
particularly
and what?
Fine. Raise and rear.
Oh, rear.
Really? Yes, raise and rear child. That's why I was very particularly.
I hear you like the rear.
Oh, thanks so much.
How
oh, dear. Have another cocktail, Katie.
Straight forward.
Get the rhythm. Thank you.
Straight
so, 50 years you? Old? Seriously?
That's as we understand it, yes, James, the mother, is 50 years old.
And her name is James.
With a Y, of course.
I don't get any of this. I really don't understand.
So, J-A-Y-M-E-S?
That's right.
Okay, not at the
you
front.
You know, going to Clay Aiken's sperm, it's like going to David Crosby's sperm. It's like, seriously? Like, did you ask everyone else? I mean, yeah. Honestly.
Well, David Crosby at least had a little, you know, musical ability to.
He had a little drug problem.
Yeah, that's true.
Aiken's mother, Faye, says the dark-haired Parker.
Faye.
Parker weighed in at 6 pounds, 2 ounces and was 19 inches long. She says her son is smiling from ear to ear.
Faking?
Yes.
Clay Aiken is a little Faye.
Faking.
Fagin?
It's Fagin.
Fagin, that's right.
That is just crazy.
They met on American Idol, Aiken and Foster, the record producer, Mom.
And she's 50.
Yes, she is.
All right.
How old is he?
I don't have that information.
You know, all I know is he's ageless. I mean, they've made progress in medicine, and women can have children at a much later age.
Yes.
But all I know is from my medical textbooks growing up at American University is that, you know, the later in life, the more chance you have of having a kid that might not be quite right.
Well, let's hope that's not the case.
I pray that it won't be for Mr. Aiken. I truly do.
I think it's going to be a fantastic relationship. It sounds really healthy.
Yeah, and Clay's
their quirky
DNA.
Baby will be raised right.
Quirky baby.
Hey,
quirky
what's
baby.
Going on this side?
Quirky Aiken.
Well, it's official.
No.
Ryan Seacrest now has all the jobs. ABC and Dick Clark Productions on Thursday announced Mr. Seacrest's name is being added to the title of Dick Clark's long-running year-end special. It will now be known as Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest.
You know, that's what he wants to be. Mm. I swear to God, I hate him. I swear
we
to God,
do,
I hate
Mike.
Him. But he wants this. He wants to be Dick Clark, and he's going to start branding. Watch this. You're going to see more of this guy. You really are. And you know what? Until he really starts to piss me off, I'm okay with it.
Well, it's a stroke.
I just think it's so depressing. You have to still have Dick Clark's name in it when you're the host.
Oh, God.
It's Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve star and Ryan Seacrest. Right. It's like, you know what? What are you talking about?
Keep
and
the
they
name.
Keep putting him up to car batteries. It's so sad. Every New Year's Eve, they just hook him up, and there he is, and they wheel him out. And
nonsense. I think he looks wonderful.
I think the reason.
It's so sad.
Hello, Ryan.
There's a small reason that you know, Rob and I may go to hell at the end of our lives, because the fact is that we play clips of that every single year.
Yes.
They keep wheeling Dick out. Is he
Why
still going to be part
that?
Of it?
Does he know they're doing that?
He has. I'm not sure.
I think it's like the whole.
Sometimes I literally think there's a chip in him.
He doesn't even know.
And the Dick Clark Productions is owned by some evil overlord that's not even Dick Clark. It's like Dick Clark's doppelganger weirdo person.
You know, I've pulled the tape from the Rockin' New Year's Eve for so many years, I can almost tell you what he says every year. It might be the same tape every year.
And he screws up the countdown. And
every
that's what I resent. I'm sorry. If you're going to give him a task, he screws up the countdown. And it's Bob Hope syndrome.
Let me tell
he
you.
He wants to be on.
It's
he still wants to be on because he thinks if he's not on, he's going to die. Yes.
If you can't count backwards from 10, you can't be on TV anymore.
Fair enough.
Is that the rule?
Good rule. Good rule.
Totally agree, Liz.
Why is that? Especially when it's your only job, and that's the only thing that ever happens at that time in the world.
In spite of a major stroke 4 years ago, Dick Clark will be, or the plan at least, is to have him on Rockin' New Year's Eve again this year.
No.
And as for Ryan Seacrest, he'll be around at least through 2010. That's his new contract extension, and he is now the executive producer of the show.
If Ryan has the stroke, now I'm laughing.
You think?
I guess I'm the only one.
No, you're not alone.
Sorry about that.
Imagine Ryan Seacrest. Sounds exhausting.
And they bring him up for American Idol. Okay.
That's what happens when you make a deal with Satan.
Well, when nothing is of substance. Mm-hmm. Like, your whole time is full of going, bah, bah, hey, here's the more talented people that I'm going to host on a show.
But imagine
that
with a stroke.
Hey, let me introduce you to more people I met at a mall. All right? It's like unbelievable.
Do it with a stroke, and then I'm watching.
Right.
I like that. Yeah,
hello, Simon.
Elvis's famous peacock jump suit has been sold for $300,000.
Wow.
Seems a little high.
It's like these guys take pride in being ignorant.
Now, Rob, weren't you saying this morning these things used to go for around 10 grand?
10 grand, 15 grand used to be what a jumpsuit would bring. And this is one of the ugly jumpsuits.
The idiot that bids $10,000 20 years ago on this jumpsuit now is going to pocket $290,000.
Yeah, and this is Elvis's, if you'll excuse the expression, gayest jumpsuit.
Oh, agreed. Well described.
With a peacock on it. I mean, I didn't like this one on Elvis. Although he wore it on an album cover, which probably adds to its cachet.
Yeah, well, I mean, what do you do with that? And where's that person, and why do
you
they have that much money? Did Ryan Seacrest buy it?
You wear it when?
On Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Would you go buy a new car?
I promise you that if I get it, I wear it. I promise
Maybe
you I put
Ryan
it on.
Maybe Ryan Seacrest is going to wear it on the Rockin' New Year's Eve show. 2008, people. You don't know.
That's right.
You put Dick Clark in it.
You put Dick Clark.
He won't know.
In the peacock suit.
Ryan, I need a little help with the laces.
I just peacocked in my pants.
Viva Las Vegas.
This is the most anyone's.
This is so mean. I'm going straight to hell. What happened to me? I've lost the will to be nice.
It's the beer.
They suck the hate out of you. That's what happened to me.
It's true.
Thank you for slumming with us.
No, it's so fun, but you guys are brutally funny.
Well, this is the most anybody's ever paid for a piece of Elvis memorabilia. The auction was online, and it closed at 3 o'clock in the morning, which may explain the bidding price.
How do I look in the jumpsuit, Ryan?
You look good, Dick.
Thanks so much.
And George Lucas believes he's found a way to make you pay to see Star Wars yet another time.
Oh, here we go.
This is the most creativity we've seen out of George Lucas for a while, and it looks like his plan is to re-release all six of the Star Wars movies to theaters again, but this time in Mike's favorite medium, 3D.
I hate that. It, but I'll be there.
I know.
Oh,
you, why?
Don't do it, Rob.
Why are you letting
don't
it?
You're lapping that crap up again.
I know.
I've never seen any of them.
God bless you. You know what?
I'm proud of you.
You get a T-shirt. I'm going to give you a free T-shirt.
Really?
Yes, thank
it's okay.
You.
They're not very good.
It's really, I don't like space.
Really?
Good.
I find space annoying, unless Ed Harris is in it. Then I like space.
You know what Rob
my
likes?
Caveat.
You know what he really likes?
He likes the mysticism.
Yeah, oh. I like the mysticism. You know what Mike
oh,
really likes?
Are you
likes?
A Joseph Campbell person?
Mike really likes musicals.
I do too. Oh,
I like musicals.
You
do
like
do.
Musicals too, you
well,
son
you're
going to
sell me out.
I'm you not, like musicals
it's not
too.
Not like I live
but
in space.
But you can't insult me with something that you like too. You, if you're going to insult me,
do you like Star Wars at all?
Liz. What?
You like Star Wars at all?
No, not particularly.
Gay denial.
No.
I like the sound of music. I like My Fair Lady. I don't like Star Wars though.
Well, Star Wars is really good.
Right.
I'm sure it's good. I just never saw it.
All right. Buzz, we got to wrap this up.
I will then.
I have to go. I hate that.
I know.
Wrap up down the hall and to the left. Rumor on the web, Lethal Weapon 5 in the works with Mel Gibson and Danny Glover returning once again.
This time it's Jews.
Coming up in your final buzz, why your flying days are about over. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much. Want to thank Liz Winstead.
Thanks for having me. So fun.
See Liz tonight at 7:30 and tomorrow night at 9:45. She parties all day. That's why the show is later. At the Arlington Cinema and Draft House. For info and tickets, go to arlingtondrafthouse.com. Liz Winstead, come back and see us sometime.
Anytime. Thank
you. A pleasure
you.
To have you on the show.
If you see Jon Stewart, tell him he needs me.
I will.
You're a big fan. You're gay for him, aren't
I
you?
I am, slightly.
You love that, man. When we come back, the 10 worst records of all time and more drinks. That ought to be fun. We'll be right back on The Big Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.